been going on for a long time, and I can certainly understand the stress and strain that people are under in Down Columbkill. It seems to have taken forever. But work is ongoing. A lot of work has been done already in the background. The finance has been secured from the department. The men are ready to come on site any day now. I know we've been saying that for a while, but it is any day now. They will erect the mast on the old school, and that will help the problem. And it'll take about 2 to 3 days to have that completed. So I'm just waiting on an actual date from the council now. They set up the PO, everything is in order, and we're waiting for the contractors to arrive on site. As I say, it's been very stressful for people, and I can certainly understand why they're so upset about it. The community first responders are, you know, they're very important people to have in an area, and we, you know, we appreciate everything that they do, but obviously they can't do the work if there's no coverage. And it is, I mean, there's nearly 200 steps down to that beach, the Silver Strand. I mean, if something happened down on the beach, it'd be, you know, it'd be very, very difficult even to reach someone to try and get to a house to make a phone call for an emergency services. We've known in the past where the doctor didn't want even to come into Malinbeg because of the fact that there was no coverage, and that they would maybe be another patient looking for them, and they wouldn't be able to get the doctor in there. So it's serious. There's been serious stories coming out of there, you know, from the people that know firsthand exactly what it's like to be without coverage. So as I say, any day now, we've got the good news story. It's there, and it will happen very shortly.
Obviously, as you mentioned then, this work, once complete, will relay so much fear within the village and the surrounding area over that potential emergency happening and not being able to make a call out.
Well, exactly. That's the bottom line, and that's what the reason for it is. I mean, it was the first thing probably in 2014 that when I would have heard it originally, and we've been working on it since, because it's not the easiest thing to do. The mountain range is a bit difficult there to get the signal. It was coming across at one stage from Sligo. That seemed to have died down, and they couldn't figure out what was going wrong there. So, I mean, it has literally taken that length of time to get funding, to secure funding, to come up with a way of doing it that doesn't affect the signal. And they have worked that out now, and they've got the building that they can put the antenna on.